This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the latest episode of the Fox Nomad Podcast. I'm your host, Fox Nomad, Arnold Pollat. Today, I want to talk a little bit about my impressions of traveling around Medina, Saudi Arabia. Now, I got to Medina through Mecca, basically taking high-speed rail across the country. It cost for a business class ticket with a promotion. It seems like they just, on their website they have, or on their app, it's nothing but promotions. For like $65. And it was super nice. You can get a meal if you want. You get a couple of dates. You get some Saudi coffee, which is different than like black coffee. It's made from the seeds. Really tastes like tea with a high caffeine content. Comfortable. It's about 2 hours and 20 minutes. That's the ride. Medina is the second holiest city in Islam. For the longest time, non-Muslims were not allowed to enter Medina, but that changed several years ago. So it is now open to tourists. Not all of the sites are open, most notably the Prophet's Mosque. That one, non-Muslims are not allowed to enter it, but they can walk around the grounds, so you can visit Medina. My impressions of Medina, it's definitely not as modern as Jeddah. It's a big city, it's bigger than Mecca, but it's not, and there are a lot of like pilgrims there. There are a lot of people flying in directly from Istanbul, for example, because there are direct flights. So I found it more crowded there than Mecca, to be honest with you. So the Prophet's Mosque is the second biggest mosque in the world, second only to the one in Mecca. It is where the Prophet Muhammad is buried, so his tomb is there. And it's massive. And what's really cool about it is like they have these umbrellas that are like all over the grounds, like outside. And the umbrella is like, I don't even know how to describe the size, like umbrella, like definitely bigger than a parachute size. Imagine like that. Maybe like a hot air balloon size? I don't know. But what's crazy is like, I didn't get to see them do it, but basically when it's night, they close them up. They're like mechanical. And during the day, they open up to protect people from the sun. It was really cool. Like just technologically, it was really cool. And even though it's the second biggest mosque, compared to the great mosque in Mecca, which is the biggest, the Prophet's Mosque is more flat. So you go inside and you can kind of see the end of it. You know, like in the great mosque, it's round and there are turns and tunnels. You realize it's big, but it's hard to kind of place yourself on the ground and to get a scope of the scale. But with this mosque, because everything is kind of like straight, you can kind of see sort of how far it goes. You can see the horizon a little bit inside and outside. You really get an idea of how big it is. And so that is one site, very, very calm and peaceful. Again, you know, people are just reading the Quran or they're sitting in the mosque. You know, it wasn't a prayer time. So there's this kind of like calm and you can wander around, take pictures. There's sort of a small crowd of people praying and taking pictures outside of the tomb. But the grounds there, yeah, were really impressive. Just in terms of the scope and like the number of these umbrellas that were out, like these sunshades. I mean, I don't know, there had to be like several hundred. It's really kind of wild just how big the area was. So that's the main site. There's also the what's thought to be the first mosque ever as well in Medina. And those two sites make it quite, those are what really make it sort of holy sites in terms of Islam. In the rest of the city, I have to say, it's hard to get around. It's hard to find where the local food spots are there. You know what I mean? Like, I thought it would be, there'd be a lot more going on, kind of. Like in Mecca, I found a local breakfast place that had one of the best breakfasts I've ever had anywhere in the world. Like, it was really, really good. I can't wait to share that with you. Medina, I didn't really have that. I mean, I'm sure it exists. It was just hard for me to find it. Locals didn't have a lot of recommendation for foods, good foods. So in terms of like getting around and doing stuff, it was kind of a bust in that way. But I think as a tourist, as a traveler, it's a more interesting city because there are so many like historic sites that you can visit, even from just the outside, to take photos and to walk around. It's a lot more of a busy place, like people coming in and out. It has its own airport. There are direct flights. And there are these sites that are like very easy to sort of get around. I also went to a dates market, like the wholesale market. Unfortunately, I showed up and it was closed. I got to hang out with some of the like kids, teenagers running some of the carts there. And then I went to another Indonesian-run dates market. It was also closed. Lastly, I asked a local, what's the best dates market? And he gave me the name of this place. I went there. It was like in a neighborhood. And one of the best experiences I've ever had in my travels. I got there and there was nobody there. It was like 5 p.m., 4 p.m. And in Saudi Arabia, just all the cities pretty much, except maybe Mecca, nothing is happening. Nobody's outside during the day. Like, it's like ghost town, you know, because it's so hot. Things just start as soon as like it starts getting close to sunset. That's when like things totally change. Everybody's outside. There are people on the streets, kids playing outside, you know, people eating, hanging out, all these things. So, you know, I get there at like 4 p.m. and I buy some dates. The guy shows me some of the dates. They have like so many different kinds. And then the guy like sees that I'm filming and his boss comes out. The owner comes out. The owner is from Pakistan. And he comes out and tells me about all the dates, brings his son over. We start talking. They bring me food. They bring me tea. They talk with me. They start watching my YouTube videos like in front of me. It was really kind of funny. And then the guy goes, hey, you know, our farm is like right over there. And the well from the, you're drinking the well water right now. Like the water from the well. This is like a fresh source of water, well water. And the farm, the water from that well gives water to our farm of dates. Do you want to go there? It's like 3 minutes down the road. I go, sure. So he calls over one of his friends who shows up like in 10 minutes and he drives me over to the date farm, which I'd never been to a date farm. It's like in the middle, like on the outskirts of the city, you know, it's not growing season there. So there wasn't a whole lot going on, but I got to see the well. I got to see where the dates come from. I come back. By this time, you know, it's getting closer to sunset. The date shop is packed with people, people buying dates, hanging out. It's like drinking coffee, drinking tea. You know, it's kind of like I met a guy from New Jersey who would live in New Jersey or something like that. So you meet all these people. I met a lot of people from Pakistan who were watching my Pakistan videos. So it was like really interesting, you know, kind of as the city came alive at night, this date shop became like the center for this neighborhood. It was like everybody was hanging out there. I bought some dates. I can't remember the kind. They're purple. They're really, really good. Probably the best dates I've ever had. And I'm not just saying that because I had a great time at the date shop. It was, I think it's called Arwa Tabia Dates. So on YouTube, I'll leave a link. So if you're ever in Medina and you want some dates, those are the guys to buy the dates from. But yeah, they're like purple dates. And They grow all kind of dates there. I mean, the guy was like, this is from our farm, that's from our farm. And they're like really sweet, but not like a sugary sweet. It's almost like they're infused with honey. You know what I mean? Like honey is very sweet, but it has this, it's different than like a white sugar type sweet. I don't know. Does that make sense? I have a lot of flavor. Maybe that's what I'm mixing up. So I got to do that. I got to go to the dates farm. Super, like super fun. As I was leaving, the guy was like, hey, we can drive you back to your, where you're staying. You know, like you don't need to take an Uber. But I was like, oh, well, I'm going to this other site and I, you know, I don't want to trouble you guys. And they were very insistent and just super helpful. What I mentioned a lot is the hospitality in Saudi Arabia. People are very helpful, very curious, very open to talking, but nicely also kind of respective of your privacy as well, in the sense that like they don't like overwhelm you, if that makes sense. Like we talk a little and then I'm going to do my own thing, or you know, I'm like, no thank you, they're fine like with that. You know what I mean? Like it's a low pressure kind of hospitality, which I really appreciated. So I got to go to a date farm, even though the first two places I went was a bust. And I was like, oh man, this video is not going to happen, is it? Finally, again, take local advice, end up at this awesome date shop, buy some dates, and half a kilo of dates was 25 reals, which I think is like $6. Just to give you an idea of the pricing. That was kind of my experience in Medina, at least the things I remember off the top of my head. Really interesting place to visit. A lot of fun. And now open to non-Muslims. So if you want to visit, you can visit some of the sites and the city itself. They also there have this haram zone, which I was talking about in Mecca as well, where it's like a zone of holiness where certain things you can't do in that zone. And I think like, I don't know what the list is, but you know, they have that zone there as well. And then I took a flight from Medina to Istanbul. I will tell you all about that flight in the next episode. It is one of the craziest flights I've ever, it's the craziest flight I've ever been on, period. No doubt. So it's going to get its own little podcast update about that. So make sure that you're subscribed, and wherever you're listening to this episode of the podcast, Google, Stitcher, YouTube, whatever, just 5-star rating. That helps a lot. And a couple of kind words with that review really helps us get word out about the show. Thank you all for listening. And I hope until the next episode, you have a great rest of your day.